Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I love history. I love facts. I love information. I love learning. I think by now many of you have figured that out. I'm fascinated by things that I don't know that I can then learn. And I have this horrible habit of then wanting to share that with everybody else who I see. I've done it since I was a kid. There's a website that there's many websites I like to go to, but one in particular comes to mind of late, the site called Mental Floss. It's this site that's filled with random articles about things that are going on, all sorts of little trivia things and this and that. And for the last year or so, they have had a series they have been writing on the 100th anniversary of various events from World War I. So on the day of this, that, or the other thing that occurred 100 years ago in World War I, they have been writing a little synopsis about that day. And I've been reading these ever since it started last year, and I think at this point it's close to 200 articles that they have done. A lot has changed since World War I. A lot has changed. I was inspired a couple days ago after reading this most recent article to do some more digging around online and realize that if you stop and think about the countries who were engaged in that calamity, you've all heard of World War I, right? Okay, there you go. We stop and think about it for a minute. The Austro-Hungarian Empire, one of the key, you know, combatants in that war, doesn't exist anymore. Collapsed afterwards. Was ripped apart. The Ottoman Empire, another key contributor, gone. The German Empire, Germany still exists. Lost about a third of its land afterwards. It's no longer an empire. New nations were created at the end of that war. Nations like Czechoslovakia and Yugoslavia. And if you know anything about history, you know that neither of those countries exists anymore. Countries that disappeared at the end of the war, like Bosnia and Serbia, are back. Did you know that over 36 countries had their borders change at the end of that war? 36. 17 million people died. 20 million people were injured. That's 37 million total. In a war that barely 20 years later became an afterthought to its sequel. Think about that for a moment. I have an encyclopedia that I got from my grandparents when I was a kid that they bought years upon years ago. And it doesn't talk about World War I in that encyclopedia because it talks about the Great War. Because these encyclopedias were printed in the late 20s, early 30s. In less than 20 years, well, a little more than 20 years, it went from being the Great War to the Great Afterthought. How much bigger is World War II in our thoughts? I'm not trying to, just bear with me. There's a point to this. One of the most important historical events up to that time period, global repercussions, 37 million people injured or killed because of it. And in about the same length of time it takes for a kid to go from being born to being able to legally drink in this country, it became overlooked because something even bigger came around. That's insane. If you stop and think about it that way for a moment, that is insane. What is truly permanent in life? If the impact of something that huge could stop mattering as much to people that quickly could be overshadowed by something even bigger. What is truly permanent in life? Since moving here 3.5 years ago, I have watched businesses start up. I have seen businesses close. We've welcomed new groups into the church and other ones have left. We have seen new people come and we have seen people go. Done baptisms and weddings and funerals. Big life changes for folks. So what is truly permanent? What lasts? Lindley just said, Jesus. That's always the answer, isn't it? God's word. God's love. God's command to us to love God and to love neighbor. That's the heart of those Ten Commandments from earlier, right? That's what they boil down to. If we distill them down to the Cliff's Notes version, love God, love neighbor. That's how Jesus sums it up in the gospel. Love God, love neighbor. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, strength, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. I could break down each one of these commandments with you. We could talk about how people have argued about the definition of the Sabbath over the years and argued about how to best observe it. We could ponder how many ways there are to talk about theft, big and small. Not just theft of personal property, that one's easy. But we could talk about theft of dignity. We could talk about theft of opportunity. We could talk about the ways in which people steal from creation itself. All of which is against the commandment. We could discuss the difference between honor your parents, which is what it said today, and obey your parents. I'm not going to talk about that because my kids are in the room. We could ponder that portion there about male and female slaves, and we could acknowledge that that still exists in this world. We could talk about the ways in which we participate in that through our purchases. Because so many of those people find themselves in slavery in factories. And so many of those factories produce things that we consume. There are so many things that we could go into in detail in these. And I will be honest with you, it has been a very long week. And I am tired. And I don't want to go into each and every one of those into great detail. Especially because last summer, in 2014, we went through these Ten Commandments as a group. We did a sermon series for 4 weeks talking about them. And so I would encourage you, if you are able, to go to our congregation's website, BethelLutheranChurch.org. Check out the June 2014 sermons, and you will find all sorts of details about those words. The Word of God, that is what is permanent in the face of everything else. Not possessions, not buildings, not relationships, not ourselves. In 20 years, the Great War became the prequel to World War II. It went from being the biggest thing to happen in history to the setup to the biggest thing that happened in history. Only God is permanent. Only God's love. Only God's call to us to love God and love one another. Our possessions, our buildings, our relationships, ourselves, none of these are. I read an article, because I'm always reading articles. I read an article yesterday about a pair of brothers from New York City, Orthodox Jews. They were raised very conservatively. And how devout they were as children and how eventually they decided to leave their religious upbringing. And they went into loan sharking. They had another way of describing it, but they were loan sharks. I can't remember what the term they used to describe it, but they were loan sharks. And they were very good at it. And they made millions upon millions of dollars and then they fled to Puerto Rico. And they're not going to jail. They hurt many people. I think the article said they had something like 40 million between the two of them. And this interviewer was interviewing them in their mansion in Puerto Rico as they were surrounded by their basketball court and their swimming pool and all of these things. And please, I'm not trying to say feel sorry for them. I assure you of that. But I was struck as I read this article how miserable they were. In the face of all of this stuff that they had, I was struck by how honest they were about their need for more. Their need to consume more, to acquire more. All of these things, all of these possessions, all of this temporary stuff. None of which lasts. None of which fills. Now see that right there, Archer hitting the piano? That's something I'm going to remember now for years. It won't last forever, but it's going to last at least for a couple years and probably show up in another sermon someday. God's love. God's love for us and God's command to us to love God and to love neighbor, to love creation. That's what's permanent. And if that's the only thing that lasts, it's probably best that we focus on living that out first before we worry about anything else. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, for the gift of life itself, for the opportunities we have to know you and to know each other, to walk in your ways. We ask you to continue to inspire us, to help us to find ways to be your hands in this world. We ask you to bless us, sustain always, and to keep us faithful to your word. We pray this, trusting in your holy, good, and gracious name. Amen.